Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Pussy nigga start hating, fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and every got no boy hating on the low, but I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, yet we are back with at another week, man. More fun, more juicy topics. Oh my God, oh my God. It's been a hell of a week, a hell of a ride for everybody. And guess what? We're going to discuss it all tonight on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. What's up, co-host? How you doing?
What's up, Miss Lovely Black? Ready to get it in, ready to do another just great show. Like you said, a lot of juicy topics, a lot of things to get into. I'm pumped up.
Oh, man. How was your week, buddy?
My week was very very productive, well, first off, I want to say Happy New Year to you and all the listeners. But, yeah, my week was just quiet and productive.
Same to you.
I feel like I'm in a really good space, and I just want to keep the same energy throughout 2019. So, yeah, my week
first
was good.
First of the year. It completely slipped my mind.
yeah. So I had to just put that out there. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, no, my week was great. How was yours?
Oh, man, it was a damn week, man. It was. It was a week,
welcome
man.
By.
It was very, very eventful. I got to close on another deal. And
okay. Nice. Congrats.
I got to bless somebody with that
nice.
Deal that I closed on. What did I do this week? Golly, it was a lot. Just really, really focused. The first day of the year, I fast. And it was really like I was really energetic, you know, like it was a good fast. It was a great fast to be honest with you. It was just like, you know, hey, you know,
okay.
So what? And generally I would, you know, give up food or my phone. And this fast, man, no electronics. I was working on that day. So I did no cell phones. I was having something at my house with my family, and I think I was just communicating with one person via text. I'm like, look, let's just make this short.
That's
you
good.
Know, I'm fasting or whatever. But, you know, no cell phones, no food from sunup to sundown, really the night before from dinner. And, God, what else did I not do? No TV.
I did. Wow. You fasted on a lot of stuff.
This was all on the first of January?
The first
no,
day of the month?
No,
I mean, the first day of the year?
No social media, no nothing. Yeah, man, it was an awesome fast, man.
That's good.
I was energetic. And, you know, generally when you go to eat something, you know, your body feels depleted, you know, like after you get to eat. And I didn't get to eat till like 7 o'clock. You know, the sun went down at 5:42. I still didn't eat till 7. I was just like, you know, I'm just feeling great.
Okay,
like,
good.
Well, maybe like 6:30-ish, but, you know, it was awesome fast. So
speaking of that, like
definitely
want to
incorporate that
1 year
a whole
ahead.
Lot more this year. Year before last, for like a year plus, I did it every single month nonstop. Last year,
what,
I did
fasted?
Not do it as much, but I did it last year. And, I just want to let my body lead me when it's time to fast, you know, not necessarily saying that I have to do it the first of every month, but just allow my body to lead me and I won't feel exhausted from fasting, you know. I won't feel like, oh, okay, here we go, the first of the month, you know. I think that's where I was going with it at one point. So that was
good.
Awesome. I've just been really, like, trying to find my weight and find my words, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to share with people how I do what I do, how I became this person that I was, you know, and why I don't follow the pack. You know, you're not going to see me on social media with designer clothes, in the mirror, you know, posting pictures with designer this, designer that. They already rich. You know, I'm trying to follow their footsteps, unfortunately. But, you know, I want to focus on, you know, being more of a positive light and sharing tools, you know, women that I know that do this, they charge for it. And I have paid for some of these coaching sessions, and I realized that why am I paying for something I already know? Because it was really nothing that you can tell me, just a different way you approach what it was that you told me. So I understand that I have this the tools, you know, and it shows. So you see me posting a settlement paper or a check or something like that online, you know, I try to explain, like, I'm being humble. Maybe if you see real money, you know, I don't dress like them. I don't do things like them because from my experience, the people that, the flashiest, they don't have no money. They ain't got no investments. They ain't really doing that.
Spend a lot of money on the flash.
Maybe if I just actually show you that I'm plain Jane, but, you know, this is what I do. Maybe, you know, people understand. So,
I had to get that flash.
You know, that's why I pray.
I had to get that flashiness out of my system. When I was younger, I was a little flashy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I pray
that
I can touch some people's hearts, you know, some queens and kings, and, you know, allow them to understand where I came from being, you know,
share your story.
And one side of the world to the next side. And, so I got that whole thing going on. Yeah, that's about it. Back to promoting, setting up for quarter two. And, you know, I did something tonight, right? And I say, hey, I'm going to do it. He's either going to cuss me out or not say nothing. But, you know, my buddy, he asked me a question, and it kind of bothered me, but I didn't let him know that it bothered me. You know, I made a post, and I have to understand that some people have heard it all, you know. Some people have heard somebody say, I love you, I love you, I love you 10 times over, but they really didn't mean it, and they was dealing with this person and that person. And, you know, I speak a lot about, you know, focusing on one person at a time, because that's the only way you're going to be able to realize what it is that you're dealing with, by focusing on one person at a time. And so, you know, I was talking to him, and I had put a heartfelt message on my page, but I did not mention him. And here's why, because whenever you start to mention, we talked about this, whenever you mention or somebody know who you're dealing with, oh, here comes the bull. And so just with me, you know, marketing certain people, I get all this hate, you know, and I'm pretty sure, like, they would never expect that I get as much hate as I do in reference to the person that I market. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, if I say, you know, if I call his name, then it's going to go left. Because then people are going to start hating, because don't nobody want to see nobody else win. You know what I'm saying? And she come here, you know, and you finna help this man and whatever the case may be. So he never asked me for nothing, so I just be wondering what people get their mind. But I did. I made a post tonight, and I mentioned him. And I thought about it, and I was like, I'm not going to go over the top. You know, everybody do what they do. So I just made a simple I love you post. Thank you for being you.
Whoa.
It'd be the simplest things right? It's the simplest stuff that he say that he don't know makes a big difference. And it could be so simple, but, you know, I'm a simple person,
it's the little
you know.
Things. It's the little things. People don't
exactly. He don't
like
understand how much.
Overlook the little things.
These things mean, you know. So I did that tonight. I'm going to delete it in the morning, though. Not that I'm, you know, it's just, you know.
You put your heart out there. That's
yeah, just for a minute. You know, the fucked up thing is then he'll go post on his page and then confess his love to somebody else. And you're like, bitch, wait, what? You know, like, I think about all of those things, like, what could happen if you put it out there that you, like, really love somebody. You can tell somebody, but I don't want nobody to ever question and think that, you know, I'm trying to be a player.
I always say, you know, like I said, you know, you was a mature grown woman, of course, so, and I respect the hell out of that. But some things, you know, you want to keep private, you know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
You know,
that's what I was doing, and then he questioned, you know, he had questioned me, like, you know how women play games. I felt some kind of way about it, but I didn't say nothing to him because I understand how women play games. You know how women be like, you know, I love you and I want to be with you, and they be doing everything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, I mean, come on, we know I don't have a shortage of attention at all, but I know how to handle myself. You know what I'm saying? I've been around for a while, so... That was just to let him see that it ain't nothing like that. I'm going to take it down tomorrow, though, because you know me. But
keep thinking about it. All right. Well, go ahead. Yeah.
Look, yeah, I'm like, shit, right. I thought about it long and hard before I put it up. You know, it has nothing to do with dealing with nobody else. It's just me and knowing how many people
you know what,
already.
Speaking of, don't lose your train of thought, but those are when you post something on social media, when you think about it, and you kind of feel a certain way, then when you just post it, those are the ones that are just exhilarating, like, oh, this might start a little some shit, but I'm doing
it. Yeah, like, I don't want to start nothing, you know,
it's like
I don't know what
you get.
Like,
you did it. Yeah, like. That's what I said.
I'm not mushy.
I ain't doing that too crazy. But I like
I'm,
to.
Listen,
I, like to, you know,
I
like
am
to,
mushy.
Get
but
close to the edge
you
a little
never
bit, but don't
see
jump
me
over.
Do those type of posts.
Yeah.
Ever.
I got you. Hey. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You wanted to see just what that energy brought you. So, hey, get it. You know what I'm saying?
It's out of the norm like a motherfucker. I feel weird. Hey, shout out to the top five countries tuning in.
Yeah. It's running
top
down.
Top five. I still. Consecutive top five. Number one, the United States. Shout out to the USA for tuning in, sticking with us for a whole nother year, doing your thing. The next set is Switzerland. Shout out to Switzerland.
Shout out, man. Shout out, Euro.
Cote d'Ivory.
Yes.
Right?
We get it right. Cote d'Ivory.
Yeah, Cote d'Ivory. Hey, people. We love you over there. We see your number still climbing. You're doing what you're doing, so thank you for tuning in. Algeria in the United Kingdom. Salute to you guys for tuning in and doing what you're doing. I think it was, let me say that in order. United States is number one. Algeria is number two. Cote d'Ivory is number three. United Kingdom is number four. Switzerland is number five.
That's pretty cool. I like.
Yeah,
I'm looking
our,
at my map, my world map, and that's. I like the diversity in that top five. That's nice.
But salute to everybody else. Let me go ahead and bring Smooth on the line. He was listening in. I wasn't. I wasn't in the studio. I was over at the stats. But salute to everybody else that's listening in all over the world. We appreciate you. We just shout out the top five countries because those are the ones that's easy to see. I don't have to go over the map. But salute to everybody that tune in each and every single week here on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. Smooth, what's happening?
Yeah, look, it's 2019, and we need to start the show off with Mo Beans' favorite subject. So we can just start off with the R. Kelly. So go on, Mo Beans. I need Mo Beans, you know what I'm saying, do his thing.
We're
going to do the R. Kelly thing. Yeah, we're going to do that one first.
We just going to – all right, let's do it. We're going to switch it up.
So,
right,
you want to open up – you want to start opening up. Let us open
with
up our week and then get right into the news and then get into the topic. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, because we don't stay on topic anyway.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Well, what – I mean, this is like breaking news this weekend. It's kind of
No,
like,
you got to open up your news segment right now. Don't let them get you off your A game now.
All right, well, look, hey, you know what I'm saying? Smooth requested it, so I'm going to make it happen. So usually we save the segment for, like, the last part of the show, but we just going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? So we can get into the world-famous chop-up. I think I'm going to do it like this. We're going to do one topic from world-famous chop-up now, and then I'll revisit it at the end of the show. But, yeah, so what everybody's talking about is surviving R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? So I want to let Smooth kind of like, you know, give his thoughts on it, and then I'll just, you know, I'll give my thoughts and go from there.
No, I want to hear your thoughts first.
You want to hear my thoughts? I ain't got no thoughts. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'm mute to this conversation.
All right. So here's my thing with that. So, you know, and I've been, you know, just different social conversations, you know, different people I've, you know, seen during this week and just talked to, you know, it's like a topic of conversation. You know, everybody scrolling through their phones or Instagram, seeing memes and like, oh, did you see surviving R. Kelly? So for the people out there, especially maybe the people that's the you know, in other parts of the world that's listening. So R. Kelly is a very popular R&B singer. Some people said he had the title of King of R&B. For quite some time, he's definitely been a big time pioneer as far as music, and but he's got a guilty pleasure, I would say. And but so getting back to the topic, but so Survivor R. Kelly is a documentary that premiered on Lifetime, I guess, a couple days back or whatever. I haven't seen it. I kind of refuse to watch it because I know that I've been following R. Kelly since he started, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of know what to expect from him. I know how he moves, and, you know, I hate to say that I kind of accepted it, but I guess I kind of did. And what do I want to say on this? But I don't want to get into the whole, because I'm not a big person of the news. Like, you've been following the show. The last 2 years of my life, I just kind of cut, especially like with me having Twitter now, and I can be plugged into what I want to be plugged into. I don't watch the news. I don't watch none of that news. I just think it's all propaganda, a lot of just, you know, what do I call it, tricknology. So anyway, so now all this stuff has been going on with R. Kelly, but now that this is a documentary out, and I guess it's just in people's face, and it's, you know, documentaries are always going to be like kind of organized information, you know what I'm saying? And now that people can just see it all, even though it's always been out here, but it's organized and it's served to you like on a platter where you can just look at it for your entertainment and then kind of just, you know, piece it apart, give your own opinions. That's what's been happening. So my whole thing is this. Look, The one part I will say is because back in the day, you know, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and if you know anything about New York, especially back in the early 2000s, it was a bootleg on every corner. You know what I'm saying? So anytime you wanted some music, CDs, DVDs, all you had to do was just walk outside and somebody was selling it. So I actually had saw the tape, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, and when it first came out, because I remember he had an album coming out with Jay-Z, Best of Both Worlds, so it was popping, you know what I'm saying? That's when Jay-Z was on fire, especially in New York, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he got this collaboration with R. Kelly, and then all of a sudden this anthem broke out right when the tour, whatever, the album dropped. And, you know, that video was all over the place, especially in New York City. So anyway, long story short, I'm going to go off on a tangent, but I saw the video, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, of course you had the younger person on there, which, you know, I kind of hate to say that I saw it, you know, looking back on it now, because, you know, in actuality, it's kind of like child pornography, which I definitely don't support at all. You know what I'm saying? So let me just put that out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's age part. So with that being the case, it was some other chicks on the tape, but they were of age. But so the interesting part about this whole thing was he got off. So I never understood that part. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have your guilty pledges and you taking it too far, you know, usually that comes with consequences. So when he, and I don't know the particulars how he actually got off, but he said it wasn't him or his brother. Dude, I saw the tape. I know it was him. So with him kind of getting off, that kind of, I think, rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, because it seemed like he didn't get punished for that deed. Now, it's rules and regulations when it comes to the United States. Because the one thing I will say about this.
What's your take on it, Smooth?
Yeah. Let me hear Smooth. So that, because I kind of ran it down a little bit. So, yeah, you tell us what you think, Smooth.
Man, look. Let's be honest about one thing. It's 2019. We've been knowing that he married Aaliyah at 15 back in, what, 94,
yeah.
95.
Yeah, that's about right.
Right. So I had no intentions of watching Surviving R. Kelly. Matter of fact,
exactly.
I didn't watch Surviving R. Kelly because I don't give two flying chits about watching something that's only on one side of the field that
Facts. Everybody
already knew. So let me get this straight. All of a sudden, you got all these people. Oh, R. Kelly's a bad person. I can't believe he did this. Bitch, what the fuck happened to
them? And their parents were sending them to do these things. As their parents
knew he was married to Aaliyah, as their parents knew he liked underage girls. So
their parents was getting paid.
Your daughter in 4 years. How dare you talk about, oh, I ain't seen my daughter in 4 years, but I ain't pressed no charges. I ain't doing no missing personal report. Oh, I ain't seen my daughter in 9 years. Really, bitch? So you ain't seen your daughter in 9 years. I talked on the phone, though.
Man.
Like, that's some pimp shit.
But
the
bottom line is, if they can get R. Kelly charged, the money done ran out. So if they can get R. Kelly charged, they done came up with a way. If they can get him charged, then they can bring civil suits on him. It's all about agenda for money. Is it wrong to sleep with little? I said I wasn't going to talk about this topic because I have too many endorsements.
I've seen the video.
I've
seen the video back in 2002, 2003. And matter of fact, I'm at work right now. I just spent the hour of my life rewatching that motherfucker. Now,
be easy. I want to say that. All I'm going to say is be easy. 2002.
I just spent the hour of my life watching this. Okay. I must say, I have a different outlook of what I've seen the first time. Because, like, you know, 17 years is a long time. I've experienced a lot of things.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say. Yeah, I'm all ears on what you have to say right now, so go ahead.
Now, mind you, like the first time I watched the video 17 years ago, right? Oh, I just knew that was R. Kelly. Whoo, boy, Kelly, that's you, boy. Whoo. All right, now.
That was him.
Yeah.
I thought it was him.
Hey, like two of them seems innocent. One of them seems ain't. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay. Like that, so that's how he got off. Because, like, at the end of the day, yeah, that's how he got off. Hey, you got to prove it's me. He played the system right. Hey, prove it's me.
He had a good lawyer.
He couldn't prove it, so he got off. It is what it is. I am not confessing to that.
Yeah.
The female that they in question, that they're saying was underage, right?
Yeah.
In the last 17 years, I've ran across lots of females with the same body structure.
Okay.
That's grown. You see what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like,
okay.
they have those females out there. As a matter of fact, the one that he peed on, the one that they're talking about, that's the
yeah.
one that gave him head and made him come in, like, 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
She's
so,
still
okay.
with the mouthpiece. Ooh, sweet Jesus. So I'm looking, I'm reimagining the scene this time. Now she don't look so young no more, even though he did pee
nah,
on
but- Yeah,
yeah,
that, you know,
yeah. He did
that,
pee on him.
Yeah.
Sweet, I don't understand.
Yeah,
that shit.
Yeah.
Right. Like now, you know. But now, But now, as a grown man, you know what I'm saying? When you hearing her talk, like, yeah, you like me when I do this, daddy and shit. Hey, she pimped that thing. Like, wait a minute, she had him saying shit.
True. I mean, look, she was, you know. But here's the thing, and I think with that was a wake up call for our reckless, you know, with it. Like, I don't think he was just checking IDs the way he, you know what I'm saying? Because, and then what turns people off from what I'm hearing in the documentary is how he had a lot of enablers, which means, like, you know, a lot of people that was on his team, they speaking out against it, but they was there helping him do it. Like, you know, from things I've heard, like, you know, he would post up at all the spots where you would get these underage females where you would see him. So it was kind of like a predator because, you know, basically, well, he was a predator because
yeah,
you know,
that's predator.
High school. High schools, of course, and I can just take myself back to the high school life, and I remember that. You know, a lot of, you know, because I was in high school, and you know, so I can just imagine, you know, at that age, you seeing a celebrity like that, and they giving you some rhythm. Of course, you're gonna, like, you know, take the bait. So that's one thing. Also, McDonald's, you know what I'm saying, and the mall. You know, back in the day, you know, the mall was a spot. You know what I'm saying? This, I'm sure, still is a spot for, you know, people that's of that age group. So I think that's – and then people start to kind of, you know, because now, you know, people have kids. It's maybe that age. And then they – you know, you always think, oh, what is this, my daughter and stuff like that. So that's the part that starts to rub people the wrong way. And everybody's entitled to their opinion. And like I said, only God can judge them. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with, you know, the way he was probably maybe going about it. But I will say this. He did smarten up. And what I mean by that is because he knows – like, if he get caught up again, they're going to throw the book at him. So now he's very thorough. He still like the younger ones, but he's making sure that they're over 18 at least. So he wants to, he like that because R. Kelly, his whole thing is, I'm peeped. And like I said, I've been you know, rocking with R. Kelly's music for years. So I know I don't listen to him too much now, but back in the day, I was a fan. You know what I'm saying? And his type is that. And, you know, I was kind of talking this with my wife, and we was kind of going back and forth. But it seemed like his type is that if you ever look at prom pictures, right? Check out prom pictures. Every time you see a prom picture, you always see how, like, the females, they always develop before the male. So you'll see the prom is when, you know, you'll see a female shape. You know, usually, like, during the school year, they got on school clothes, so baggy jeans. Well, people don't wear baggy jeans like that no more, but you don't see it in an outfit, like, where you can see curves into prom. So R. Kelly loves that female to just develop that freshness. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he that's his fetish. You know what I'm saying? And then when you look at prom pictures, you always see the little scrawny, skinny dude, and you looking at this female, you always see the one like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow. You know what I'm saying? It's always been that way, but, you know, people look back like, damn, like, what they see these kids now that they developing like that. So, you know, that's my kind of two cents on it. But I'm just not with the whole.
Oh, y'all done?
Pretty much, I would say. I mean, unless Smooth got something else to add to it.
Now, I'm a whole different creature.
But I'm going to say this. I will say this. R. Kelly, you know, he's been smart as far as marketing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows when to fall back. It's like a car. Like, all right, I'm speeding a little bit. I'm driving a little reckless. Uh-oh. Cops is around, so let me ease up. Now I'm, like, you know, doing the speed limit. So what I mean by that is this. When that whole thing first came out, he got the controversy with Jay-Z. They got into it and all that.
and then the charges was coming down. A lot of people was kind of like on his back the way they are now, again, because the documentary came back out. You know, he put the that mask on, and, you know, he came with some hits. What was that, Step in the Name of Love? All of them hits, Ignition, and all that other stuff. But at that time, if you peep it, you know, he had that mask on, like kind of showing guilt. Like, you know I did something wrong. Like, I'm wearing this mask to kind of, you know, go get through it. You know what I'm saying? And then when he got through it, then his music got more sexual again. You know what I'm saying? As it progressed. Then if the heat come back on him, what'd he do? He going to drop a gospel album or something. You know what I'm saying? And that's, I already see it. Like, he's going to drop a gospel album. He's going to say, I'm sorry for this. You know what I'm saying? And then once the heat goes on, and he gonna get back to the freak shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where he gets inspiration from. These women, these young women that he likes to have these rendezvous with, that's what gives him the inspiration to make the music that he's been making through the years. So I'm going to leave it at that. So it's going to be interesting to see, but I don't see him getting – I mean, he's always been a step ahead, and we've seen this for years, like Hugh Hefner. I'm a big fan of Hugh Hef, but, you know – we're seeing, you know, now people are kind of comparing R. Kelly to other people that's been popular and been sexual, then got caught up in some stuff. Like Jerry Lee Lewis, remember him? The great, what was he? He had a rock and roll star
great
back in like the 50s.
Fire.
Great Balls of Fire, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's always been in the, and then, oh, this is the last piece I'm going to say. And, you know, in the United States, I'll say, you got rules and regulations, you know what I'm saying? You got to, it's just what we in the United States. There's certain rules and regulations. If you don't live by it, it's gonna come back to haunt you, and you're gonna go to jail. You know what I'm saying? If you keep playing against the rules. So when I say that, though, it's a contradictory, because in Europe, if you look at history and so-called royals, that's the way the kings wanted it. The king would want that 15-year-old, that 16-year-old, that 14-year-old at times. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that was just the norm there. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, so it's a European thing that's just been prevalent in the United States, but it's frowned upon here because, like I said, there's certain rules and regulations that we live by as a society, and that's it. So now you got to just check. So more of the stories, check IDs, at least got to be 18, and, you know, it's whatever after that. That's it. So that's it. So, all right, Ms. Lovely Black. So, you know, we got that off our chest. Got that out the way.
Okay.
So now we can get into the topic.
I'm just waiting. Eat my hot chips.
Yeah. That was a hot topic, so I'm glad we got it.
Tonight, we are talking about how long should you wait to date after a breakup. Now, here's where my motivation from this came from. There was some other juicy news, and I'm kind of glad we did open up with hot topic, the world famous chop up.
Yeah, let's get into this topic. What's up?
Yeah, any time now.
I guess we're queuing it up. Okay.
Shut your ass up. Okay, so Jess Hilarious and Country Wayne. Oh, my God. My favorite is Jess Hilarious. I absolutely adore Jess Hilarious. I've seen Jess from when she was, you know, she kept it consistent. And here's the one thing about posting, whether you're posting videos or regular posts. Regular posts will get you far, but when you actually do these video posts and you in love and you got something for people to look up to and look at, you know, people adore you. And she started out doing her thing by herself. And then she got with her boyfriend at the time, Chris, and they was doing all of these, you know, all of these live videos and stuff like that. And so everybody, you know, kind of took to Jess Hilarious. That's when she was doing one club night here, one club night there, right? And she caught on like wildfire, and, you know, she was saying, hey, you know what, when I first got with Chris, he was doing everything in the world for me. And he was riding with me, but...
Yeah.
But after she started making money, then it changed, and he started, like, you know, using her. And so it's a fine balance, and we're going to touch on that too, but it's a fine balance when the man has the money and the woman has the money. And you kind of got to have that balance, and that's why it makes so much sense to grow with somebody so that, you know, you can
– Yeah.
you know what their intentions are. But no matter how long you with somebody, if their intentions are wrong, whether they show it at the beginning or the end, everybody can get too comfortable. Look at Mary J. Blige and her husband. But so Jess, they did a couple breakup to makeups. He was doing a little cheating. And I know it's like, okay, bitch, if I'm doing all of this stuff for you and I'm making sure you're straight and you out here cheating, you know, then you need to go be with them. You need to keep that same energy. I felt her 100%. So she was just chilling, and he came, he restored, they had a page together, you know, with most of her fans, and he was posting videos, and she was like, yeah, we're not finna do that. You're not finna post a page to sell your T-shirts or whatever. You're not gonna make no money off my fans. In return, he came back and said, well, Jess is with Country Wayne. Now, Country Wayne, what everybody knew is Country Wayne is a very happy comedian. He does comedy without cursing. And he's always, you know, talking about God, you know, always got a smile on his face. He is so amazing. And so everybody was like, wait a minute, Country Wayne married with kids, you know, so how are they, you know, together? They said, get to the topic. You know, everybody was shocked. But come to find out, Country Wayne and Jess was together. So what they didn't know and what Country Wayne did not put in the atmosphere is that he had filed for divorce with his wife. And he been filed for divorce. She didn't get the papers. And, you know, they logged it December 26th, right? So, you know, if you file for a divorce or anything major like that in family court, you're going to file for it before they put it in the system, right? It's two different dates. And everybody was shocked. And so they're like, how are you leaving your wife for Jess? And he's like, that Jess ain't why I left my wife. I've been left my wife for what it was, but, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing now. And so everybody ridiculed them for a day. This R. Kelly thing overshadowed them. But I absolutely love it. So here's my thing. How long should you wait to date after a breakup, okay?
30
now,
seconds.
Everybody is ridiculing him because he is not fully divorced, but they are separated. They've been for months living in separate houses. Me, I don't know if it's just me, if it's just that I was raised up around men, so I kind of, like, take to a man's side a little bit more. But if they not together, they not together. For me, marriage is a bond that you guys share between God. That paper is something from white men, from the white man. That's what the white man created so that he can actually win and get something. He filed for a divorce, and they wasn't even married for a year when he filed for a divorce, or barely over a year, if at that point. They got married in 2017. He filed for a divorce in 2018.
Oh, so he just got married. Damn.
But they had been together for a while. They had two kids together, whatever. So my
I was going to say, real quick, don't lose your train of thought. But, so I just got hip to this story today, actually. And you know what? Pardon me. Like, I usually keep my ear to the street, but I had no clue who either of these people was. But I want to shout out Ms. Lovely Black for putting me on, because I just went to Jess Hilarious, and, yo, I was talking to my wife. She was like, oh, you don't know who they are, because she's familiar. So I told her the story. She didn't know, I guess the little controversy is going on. And it was so funny when I was talking to her. She was, like, devastated. Like, she was like, no, Country Wayne, like, I can't believe it. Oh, man, she felt some type of way. So she immediately felt some type of way. And I'm like, all right, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, what's up with Country Wayne?
When you know
Jess
them, it touches you, because they are two awesome people. And Jess is beautiful.
Yeah.
She ain't trying to, you know, shoot a shot. It's
yeah.
just a whole thing that her ex was mad, and he was hurt, and he put it out there. So the wife from
she was
blasting on social media, you know. At one point, she's like, just trying to take up her husband from her family. The other point, she's like, he told her she was divorced. I'm like, bitch, pick a story. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, she wouldn't deal with him if they was happy. He's not even in the same house with you. You knew. You tried to make it backfire on Jess, but Jess is so smart and funny that Jess took the story and spin it around. So she ain't knew no sleep or no heat.
This is what I want to say, too. Like, yo, and I didn't, because I never saw that dude Rel's show, but I was a dude from Get Out, like, the, you know, the support actor in Get Out. And, okay, I just put two and two together, like, okay, she on the show, I haven't seen it. But just going to her, like, you know, I went to her page or whatever. Yo, she's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? I'm like an instant fan, you know what I'm saying? And her son is mad funny, too. Like, I like to see that bond.
Right. It was amazing, right?
Yeah,
but to the point, right?
I'm checking for it now, but go ahead.
Getting to the point, okay?
Yeah.
The point is, I don't feel Country Wayne was wrong. Because if he was not living in the same house with his wife, he living somewhere else, they are separated. I think as Americans, just like every other situation that hits the news, we try to crucify our own people. You feel me?
True.
Before we crucify somebody else. No matter who it is, no matter what the situation is, y'all situation, y'all talking about R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, we crucify each other because we are just that. Listen, the white people let us do it. Do you think that they let them crucify their own people? You heard about these white men, you know, drugging women and raping women and all this stuff for a little bit. Guess what? They swept that shit under the rug. Because white people don't do that to their own people. We do that to ourselves.
Priests and nuns, you know what I'm saying? You're going against the laws of nature. You like
right,
the mountain
right.
Text, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to have these
and they're still
these
doing it.
With these little boys
and
stuff
it's nothing
like
being
so
said.
On,
so
yeah.
What I want my people to understand is you have to do your research and you have to pay attention to what it is that you have going on and what makes you feel right. I see so many black women lost, and it just further makes me understand why our brothers go to white women. Because if all of you women this lost and clueless and think
that
somebody owe you something, you think that somebody owe you something because of a piece of paper, it's not about the paper. It's about the intention in what we're doing. I say to y'all over and over, I cannot marry anybody for love. It has to be based upon business. Love will come. I have to like you to feel like I can love you, but love will come. We have to be on a mindset of business, right? Because ain't nobody going to dissolve their business based on an emotion. They're going to work around that shit. They're going to figure it out. They're going to say, let's get to the money. Let's put that shit aside. We'll come back to it. Whatever you're going to do, but business these days are more important than the actual word love. For real. Yeah, we all want somebody to love. We all want to love somebody. But, you know, keep it business, and then your emotions won't be so fucked up because when you know when it go left, stick to the business. Stick to what
that's
we got
true,
going
too.
On. I can't see myself doing this, but what are y'all? What's y'all take on it? Like, how long should you wait after you separate from somebody if you was married versus if you was in a relationship before you start dating somebody else?
30 seconds.
Well, yes,
you know
Smooth just hit it on the button. I ain't waiting for nothing. I mean, like, you know what? I ain't waiting for nothing. As far as being serious, I would say that. Like, it probably. Before I let somebody get that, because, you know, when you, again, just speaking from experience, being a married person, being a happily married person, I will say, it takes so much to build up that chemistry with this person. Like, you know, my wife can piss me off like nobody else, but at the end of the day, I know she got my back, and I got hers, and she probably feel the same way. I can probably piss her off just like nobody else can, but at the end of the day, she know I got her. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a bond that that takes. I mean, we've been together for a long time. I don't like to go into how long, but it takes a while. I mean, and like I said, it's different. Like, you might meet somebody, and y'all just hit it off and jump, and y'all just get each other. Y'all might understand each other. So that's it. And I've always been a type of personality. Like, I hope my wife isn't listening, but I got different sides to my personality. Not like a Gemini. Like, I'm not two-faced. What I'm just saying is, I can adapt. So I got the type, like,
you said, not like a Gemini.
But what I'm saying is, like, me and my wife, we vibe on certain things. But I got so many interests that, you know, if somebody piques my interest and they feel a certain type of way about something that I'm interested in, like, I can immediately get a bond with them. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am. That's how I'm built. So I say that to say this. I mean, it wouldn't take me long, but I mean, because I would just, I would probably immediately just start dating again, just to get out there, because I love the newness. I'm just keeping it 100, but I don't plan on doing it. I'm just saying, God forbid if I didn't work out with my wife, but I would probably, you know, date quick. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just the newness. But as far as like letting somebody, you know, what's that Drake line? No new friends. I mean, that's kind of true in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with now, I'm of the age now. Like, if you ain't been rocking with me, like, I'm kind of like, it take a while before I can really gain a trust for somebody to bring them into, like, to know me, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's the same way I would feel about a relationship, you know what I'm saying? So I could date, we could kick it, we can be like cool, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm a lustful guy, you know what I'm saying? So we can be in lust. What I mean by that is, like, you know, we can get it in, but as far as, like, emotional and connecting and then that love word and all that other stuff, that takes years to build. So that's, you know, that's my take on it.
See, that's the difference between
I'm
women and men.
I'm hitting
Go
today.
Go ahead, Smooth.
Fuck that. I'm hitting today. I'm smashing today. The same day we break up, I'm fucking your friend, your family member. Matter of fact, if it was a bad breakup, I'm trying to fuck your mom.
Just out of spite, right? You ain't
just out of spite, because I know I can hear. It is what it is. I know I can hear, so I'm going to try to hear it too. Like, but no, in all seriousness, when it comes down to relationships and shit like that, when it's over, it's over. What I do with my dick after it's over, it's my business. You
even if y'all
saying?
Was married, though.
Because, like, let's get one thing straight. When it comes down to a divorce, right? Prior to the divorce, the relationship had already been over. You don't decide that the relationship is over the day you sign the paperwork. It shit leads up to that. You see what I'm saying? We've been broke up. We've been stopped talking to each other. We've been stopped touching each other. You see what I'm saying? Now I just have to make it official. Some people take too fucking long because they hold it out in hopes and prayers that maybe it might work out. And then years pass, but it never works out. This motherfucker like, look, bitch, this shit ain't working out. It is what it is. You see what I'm saying? Bam.
Yeah.
And he filed for divorce. So, like, the relationship been
And
over.
Then he started dating Jess,
Yeah. Like, as soon as I sign that paperwork, bitch, I'm free. I'm good.
Yeah, and, like,
I'm not just know you.
They both comedians, so I was like, that. You know, I was just telling you, like, you know, when you, once you find that bond and you can adapt to that person and enjoy somebody else's company on a certain level, that didn't take long. You see, they was probably, a lot of times, though, when it is quick, I will say this. It was probably like some sparks beforehand. I ain't gonna lie.
She had been running from him for a while. He had been after her when he, you know, their relationship, marriage been over. He was after her, and she wouldn't talk to him until, you know what I'm saying, he had them divorce papers.
He went back to her,
and it was like what it is. And keep in mind, he was the one who exposed it. He was the one who let the world know.
He wanted to play offense, though. He does play offense. Like, let me get ahead of the story because I know it's about to be some shit. So let me just kind of get on top of it. You know what I'm saying? That's like what you call that. What was that Cynthia Pope show or whatever? That's, you know, that's that scandal type shit.
But here's my thing, though. Here's the difference between women and men. You know what I'm saying? Men say when it's over, it's over. You know, whatever the case may be. Okay, so that's the difference between men and women, okay? So my ex, right, when me and my ex separated, right, for me, I needed this time to myself. I did not know what was going to come about this situation after that. But I took my time to myself. I didn't date anybody. I practiced celibacy for 11 months, right? Now, at the end of this was for me to say, okay, you figure out what you want to do in life. And when I'm done with this, either we going to make it work or we not. And if we not, we going to dead this situation. And so I think he thought I was playing. And so for a woman, we need that, women, queens, okay, we need that time to get our mind right. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to take that baggage to the next situation. So when I was done, I was fully equipped to not take this baggage. Now, he was smart now. Right before my time was up, right before I was able to have sex after having my son, that's when he was back around trying to talk. But neither here nor there. It was one of those things that I knew that I was ready to take that step. Everything that he said got to me at that point. So it was no going back like that. Even when I tried to go back, I couldn't go back. So, you know, for women, we have to go through this process, you know what I'm saying, to prepare ourselves to be ready.
You have some women
that's going to immediately start sleeping with other men just to get herself through, you know, the heartbreak. But whenever you start, women and men, whenever you start immediately dealing with somebody else, you always run the risk of that situation not being over fully.
And that person coming back
when you have moved on to deal with somebody else and you just dealing with the next person to fill the void of the situation that had lapsed. Then when that person comes back around, you have somebody that you was dealing with on a string, and you don't really want to hurt them, but at the same time, this is what you really, really want, you know? You also have, you know, the tendency to relapse. So as soon as you jump out there and you start sleeping with everybody and doing whatever it is that you're doing, when that time comes back around and you ain't got nobody around, that's what it's going to hit you, you know. Thinking that you can keep yourself busy, when it's genuine love, when it's true love, you're going to think about that person. And genuine and true love is going to also bring you back to that person. So that's how I know I wasn't genuinely in love with my ex, because I didn't want to go back. I left him in 2018. Like, I was like, okay, I'm done. You know, I'm not going to allow this to mess up anything that I have going on, because it will if I don't control it. So I don't think that you should just immediately jump out there, right? But I do feel like you don't have to give yourself a lot of time. Like, I gave myself too much time. I don't think I'm waiting that much longer, that long, you know, any other time. But no. It was a lot of things that I had went through, and I had to wrap my head around how the hell I got myself in this shit. But so that was more, you know, more than anything. But I think giving yourself, you know, a good, you know, month, you know, 2 months, if it was a serious relationship, you should give yourself 2 months and get your mind right and get your, you know,
get that person out
before you move on. I don't think that's acceptable to just, we broke up on Wednesday and Thursday.
Thing too, you know, here's the other thing, too. You got kids, man. That's not a business. That's a corporation. So that's where you got to be. That's where, in my opinion, that's where you got to be careful, because, you know, queen coming up, queens and kings, you know what I'm saying? So you just want to make sure that you're putting them, you setting them up for success. You know what I'm saying? And look, and maybe it's easy for me to say that I don't have kids right now, but I'm just going on just things, you know, examples of my family, you know, just things and that you just see. And that's another thing. So you want to make sure it's just smooth. But I will say this. So that's why you want to really give yourself some time, because you know, that's a lot for a developing mind, because kids is developing, man. They developing mentally, physically, all types. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to impede them. You don't know things, because you're looking at it from the adult frame of mind. They look, you know, you got to put yourself in their frame and how that can affect them. So that's one thing you really got to be careful when you have kids. And it's a marriage, too. Like, if y'all was married and y'all got kids and you switch it over to something else, that's a heavy transition. I mean, of course, you know, at the end of the day, you want to be happy, but you got to just handle that in a certain way. Now, the one thing I will say, getting back to this whole thing, like I said, I haven't followed them or whatever, but I was just seeing my wife's reaction. And then, you know, when you were telling me the story earlier, I was just like, okay, wow, this seemed like people really kind of invested in these two people or whatever. Like, they know about these people. So what I'll say is, maybe I'm wrong, but I think I'm kind of right. And now I'm speaking from the savage gentleman. It's like you was saying, like, how long should you wait? It had to be some sparks already, you know what I'm saying? Because he ain't about to just, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was already kind of feeling that in a minute, you know? Like, he was probably with his wife, but he was already kind of feeling that, what's her name? Jess Hilarious. I think he was already kind of feeling her a little bit, you know what I'm saying? That's just the vibe I get, you know what I'm saying? And then he wanted to get ahead of the story because he knew it was going to be a little controversial, because it kind of goes against his brand from what I'm saying. You know, I got a brand of being just a wholesome dude. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, it's like the Cosby Show. It's like Cliff Huxtable all of a sudden just dipped out on, you know what I'm saying, to some other body else. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, what the hell? All this stuff that we've seen you be.
But here's the thing now. Here's the flip side to this, right? Because now, I love Jess, so I was following this whole story. Here's the one thing that stood out the most, and I'm going to give you women some jewels. Everybody think that you can get a body or a big ass and that you're going to be winning. Let me tell you something. Y'all be so shocked. I've seen women say, girl, don't worry about it. He downgraded with Jess. How did he downgrade with Jess? Now, his wife was beautiful.
I heard that.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay? And Jess is not ugly. But let me tell you something. Looks on everything. Because I know that it's a lot of women out here that they work on their body that look like, you know, 8s, 9s, and 10s, but you ain't worth the workout equipment that you get on, okay? You ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. Listen, if the white people pay your rent, half of your rent, a portion of your rent, all of your rent, okay? If your rent is 99 cents, okay? If you staying with Tom, Dick, and Harry and all your money going to your appearance so you looking fly, come on, you can't step to me. You're not even on my level. Okay, I don't think that I am above anybody else, but I damn sure can tell you that I work hard to, no matter if I fall, I'm grinding to get back up. Okay, it's not about your looks and your body that
looks
is that will only attract a young minded male. Okay,
true.
That's
on,
all you attract.
When you used to being with just, you know, attractive women or whatever. It's not everything. So what I'm saying is, that chemistry is key. You know what I'm saying? Somebody.
That's not what I was saying.
You,
so my point was.
My fault. Go ahead.
My point was that.
Oh, she's feisty. 2019.
She just freaking threw me way off track.
What's up?
My point was that bodies are not everything, right?
Yeah,
get your stuff together.
No,
bring some shit to the table. When you can bring something to the table, then it's definitely not looks. It's not an upgrade or downgrade. What can you bring to the table? Do you appreciate him? Do you love him how he's supposed to be loved? Country Wayne said the ring that Jess got him as a gift was the first gift he ever got in his life. This man take care of all his baby mamas, his aunties, his brothers, everybody around him. And do you mean to tell me that nobody around you took the time to give you something? That's why he's so blessed. Because he didn't sit around and start thinking like, well, ain't nobody doing this for me and ain't nobody doing that.
Yeah.
And I speak on this lesson so much. Listen, people around me, they can't do for me what I can do for them. And I understand that. Okay? Because when I do something for you, I do it out of the kindness of my heart. It's when I see you abusing what I'm doing for you, that's what make me back all the way up. When you think I owe you something, that's what make me back up. When you do something for me and then automatically expect me to do something for you, that's when I back up. Okay? You have to do things in life with a purpose. So you got this bad chick that's sitting here, you know, with a baby from Country Rain. He got a multi-million-dollar business. You never, ever did nothing for him. You thought that being pretty, working out, and having kids was enough to keep him. That shit don't work no more.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That don't work no more.
I will say that. And that chick, I keep forgetting her name. Jess Hilarious, man. I can just she got a vibe. I already just seen it just from her little, like, you know, the couple little posts I've seen. And,
listen, for Christmas, she went to the car lot and brought a brand new Infiniti truck cash, okay? Then she went and bought a brand new Benz coupe cash, okay? That was her Christmas gift to herself. She brought her a house, like, sometime at the beginning of last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jess is doing her thing, and she out here working and grinding. So you can say what you want. You know, she put up a video. She said, y'all can't roast me, I'm going to roast myself. That's the type of chick she is. She barely got hair. And she had this little peacock ponytail, and her edges was missing from all of the lace fronts and shit she'd been wearing. So they roasted the fuck out of her. You hear me? She said, so what?
Though.
I put myself out there to get roasted. So some of y'all women won't even do what she did because you look worse than her.
But here's my point, though. It's how a person makes you feel. And they, you know,
that's right.
Like I said, I say it like this. I'm a lustful guy. Like, you know, but once I get mine off, my thoughts are going to get back sober thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I was drunk off that lust. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is, though, but when you find somebody that truly you just enjoy being with, you know what I'm saying, because that person just makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the little things. Like, y'all can just be doing the most basic shit, but, you know, you just like being with that person. That's when that starts to manifest. And, you know, that's when that feeling could that void, I guess he had, like a seems like I
and what he is saying is right, but fellas, don't go get with you no bum bitch or no aspiring bitch. You know, make sure she doing something. Some people take shit out of context and be like, she made me feel good. Where she work? McDonald's. So you mean to tell me that you left this motherfucking corporate ass bitch for a motherfucking man? Like, don't. It's not about a man carrying all the weight no more. That's not what it's about. It's about holding yours down right now. You get pregnant right now. No matter how many kids you got, can you take care of that baby if the daddy wasn't there? Those are the questions. This is stuff to ask myself. Right, because shit happens. Mm. Trust me. Life done threw me hella curveballs. I thought life was kicking my ass at one point. So if I slip up and I get pregnant, which it ain't going to happen, so just put that out there.
Yeah. That takes maturity.
Can I take care of a child right now? You know, can I do this right now? These are the questions that I ask myself, and that's why I go as hard as I go. That's what made me go harder. That's what made me grind harder. That's what made me figure out how to do this, how to do that. That's how, you know, I network with people, and, you know, and guess what? Yeah. Even though I bust my ass, there are still some people that push me out. There are still some people that won't work with me because of who I am. You know what I'm saying? Those are the things you have to be able to be accepted and rejected. And so these are the tasks that you have to be prepared for in coming into the real world. You got you somebody that sit down and look beautiful. That shit played out. Now you got some men that say, you know what, I want to be the man, I want to be the breadwinner. That's fine and dandy. But brother, listen, if something ever happens to you, then what's going to happen? You should never want to be the only person in the house making all the money. At least let her get her a part-time job or something and put this money to the side so she can stack up just in case something happens. You know what I'm saying? Like plant product, strategize, and plant seeds. You have to understand that. So I was, like, super excited because I love both of them. I really love Jess. But, you know, I like them as a couple. And I feel like he did nothing wrong because they were separated. They were no longer living in the same house. You know, he was doing what he was doing, and she was doing what she was doing, because they say she was doing what she was doing, too. So, you know, everybody got outraged, and it just kills me that all of our people, we have so much to say about somebody. We are trained. These blogs have us trained to speak negative on somebody that's doing way better than us, negative on somebody that's doing their thing. They out here grinding and hustling. Somebody got to come through with a negative remark. And negativity, you know, is like a cold. It spreads fast. So I want to challenge you that whenever something comes to your mind is to say something negative about somebody else's life, think about it and put something positive instead. So take this shit one comment at a time. Whenever you on social media out here, when you want to say something negative, say something positive instead. This is a growing process for me, not on social media, just even in real life. You know, you go through things, just this whole, you know, situationship, love, all of these things. I'm approaching everything different than I would normally do it. I don't know where the hell I'm going to end up. I don't know where it's going to go. But I'm doing things a little bit different. I still talk my shit, and I have to grab myself and be like, we ain't talking shit. We ain't talking shit. But, like, let's focus on, you know, being a better us. And that shit start with one tweet, one post on Instagram, post on Facebook. Let's start shedding light. Let's start uplifting each other. You know, the one thing that I say, I'll never beef with a woman about a man. Now, if you got beef with me by him, then sorry, boo, you going to be beef with me by him. Don't beef with me by him because we can all be a team. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like that. You feel me?
That's
like,
what I'm talking about.
You know, you fucking him, you got to fuck me too. But you know, I'm just like on some shit like, it's no time to beef. You feel me? Me and my kids, except one, like, if my kids have siblings that are not for me, I get cool with their baby mama, with the other kid's mom, because there's no point of us to beef. We just have children from, you know, same guy.
That's my perspective.
So I just want us to take this shit, like, because I need y'all to help me, too, because sometimes I lapse. And
well,
I just,
therapy.
You know.
My
and I had to grab myself back. But we beat each other up so much, and this shit is getting old. And you know, Country Wayne, he did a live, and he was ready to go on the news, and he did a live, and I watched the whole live, and he was telling people, like, you are pointing fingers at me, and you talking about me, but I'm chosen. And I was telling somebody in my family, I have somebody, and I always talk to her and tell her, you know, what moves to make, and she always go opposite of what I tell her to do. And it always backfires, and she always come at me, and she's like, dude, this is what happened. I'm like, why are you telling me? I told you it was going to happen. I'm chosen. I can see, you know, I can see people's motives. I may sit around and see the motive ain't right, but I may sit around because until I'm pushed to move, until God says time to move, then, you know, I'll be there. But he said he's chosen, and if you talking about him, something can happen to you. He followed the rules. You can't make him stay with nobody that he don't want to be with. Everybody want to see a marriage together, so they say. But in actuality, you know, if it don't work, it just don't work. So what I want to challenge everybody is to do it the right way. You should not cheat. Cheating is for the birds. That shit there is played out. Like I said, we need to have us another lifestyle conversation, and we need to talk more about bringing partners into the bedroom. We touched on this conversation one time, and I think we need to come back to this conversation, and I think we're going to do that next week. Listen, if you are not secure with yourself, ladies, if you are not doing the things that you are supposed to be doing at home with your mate in the bedroom, man, you cannot be mad if he finds that elsewhere. You cannot. Now, you can do everything that you need to do in the bedroom, and it can just be in him. But you need to understand which one is it. Is it just who you with? Is he just going to cheat? Or is it you not doing what you need to do so he's not satisfied? Then you handle things accordingly. When you're talking about building something with somebody and making it happen, I think that we should really sit down and think about the deciding factors of what would split us up and what would keep us together. I think honesty and communication is first and foremost on anything that you do. And you have to sit down and talk these things out with your mate, and you have to have a proper understanding. So therefore, nobody can go tell this individual anything that you haven't already told them. That's hard for a lot of people to do. That's why we're going to do a whole nother segment on it. And listen,
yeah,
y'all need to start getting more aware of bringing people into y'all bedroom.
Would you rather your man do it without you knowing,
or would you rather your man do it and you know it? Even if you don't like girls, try sitting in the corner and watching. How about that?
You know what?
You might join in before it's over.
That made me think of just some player shit that I saw, right? So it was on Love & Hip Hop Miami last year, right? And I just started back up. I haven't caught the new episode yet, but this dude Gunplay, who was on there, right?
So Gunplay was with his one show, I think he was from Chicago
or something like that. And you know, but he back in Miami or whatever. And his shorty was just like, I heard you was at the studio with the one little chick and blah blah blah. I forgot the little light skinned chick name. But he was like, whatever. So then the one chick come, his girl come and confront the little light skinned chick, like she was ready to fight, and the light skinned chick just kept it so clear. Like she said some slick ass shit or something, and then
you ain't got to do all that shit. I want you too. That's what it is. People not used to it.
My people here,
you're not in Atlanta. Listen, that shit has nothing to do with Atlanta. When you are traveled, you know what I'm saying? When you see different cultures in this world, I ain't just left here and went to Atlanta. It's a lot of states in Atlanta, and I've been to over half of them. I've been to like 39, 40 of these states. And you see different cultures and how people live and what they accept. And then you pay attention to what the couples do that last and what the couples do that don't. And so you have some couples that last, but they got secrets. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got secrets. You got some people that's halfway truthful and not, you know. But the main thing is to be upfront and honest about what you got going on. You don't have to just immediately invite that in your bedroom. But after a time when you feel like he ain't got no more, he wants you to drop down, do a split, come back up, make a clap, stand on your head, boom. You know that your head, your blood rush to your head too fast, and you get dizzy, and you going to fall out. So you got to improvise. You just go get Nika from down the street because she be standing on her head, you know what I'm saying, on a headstand, and you let her do that shit. And you be like, go, bitch, yes, yes, and let her knock him down. See, you also taking out the fucking, you taking out him doing that shit on a regular basis because he like, shit, my bitch let me do that, man. I'm going to go home with my bitch. You know what I'm saying? We gonna go get us one together.
Like, don't get me wrong, I understand you trying to get these bitches some advice. But then at the same time, there's a nigga like me who don't give a damn. I'm going to hit every day. It's my dick. I do what I please. You can bring as many bitches at home as you want to. That don't mean I'm still going to be there.
I said, figure out what type of nigga that you got. You either got a nigga that's just like that, which I was talking about you, or you got somebody that you can't please. And then you got some women that just can't please their man. Simple.
That's right. Like this. That's right. God damn it.
You got
fuck,
some.
No. Don't bring
whatever.
No bitch to my bed. Woo, bitch, you crazy.
Well, she ain't coming to our bed, literally, but, you know, I mean, it is what it
no,
is because there'd be too much going on.
Hey,
yeah.
Like, look,
shout
man,
homie,
take the path of least resistance. You fuck around, you let a bitch in my bed, bitch, you in trouble. I'm going to start bringing so many hoes up in that motherfucker, you just going to get lost.
You asshole. That's why you my best, because I'm being this here. They let you get away with that shit. These women, they allow you to be that way. See,
they ain't got a choice.
You know,
but I'm a man. The day a bitch
I don't care about you being
no
man, but you ain't had the right chick. You ain't had the right chick, best. Because if you had the right chick, she would have been nipped that shit in the bud. She would have been changed your life.
Oh, no. See, for one, I ain't a homosexual. A bitch can never tell me what to do. Like, at the end of the day, my goals is my goals. So you already know how I get down when I come down to my grind. Motherfucker, matter of fact, you lucky I'm still in the fucking country because that's just how I roll. But that being said, right, I handle my business through everything.
And?
I handle my business in a relationship. I handle my business when it comes down to this money. I handle my business when it comes down to these fucking kids.
And?
Now, when it comes down to fucking, I handle my fucking business. But the day abroad could tell me what to do. Man, I might as well just go and cut my dick off. You know I ain't doing that. Hell no.
Yeah, nah, look.
Hell no.
That
could never.
Comes, I mean, when you
could never.
Can't get out here.
When you say I
look.
Never find the right bitch, many hoes have tried and they all fail.
Yo.
I destroy
man.
Them all.
Get you a Florida girl. Get you a Florida girl.
I done had them too. You already knew. Now, you've been to damn near every state. I've been to damn near every country. I've been shit. Come on now.
Listen,
like
somebody can
tame
your ass. But this is prime example. Ladies, you do have men out there that like that. That's like that. And they're going to find women that's going to do what they want to do. And that's going to let them do what they want to do. There are men that's like that. I mean, but it's like I said, this conversation ain't for everybody, right? You have
right.
to have that conversation with your mate because guess what? It's some men that oppose this, right? I've said that before, too. It's some men that oppose this.
Right.
And everybody's not okay with, you know, bringing extra activities. But if they don't want to bring it home, have the open conversation so you know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Stop beefing with her next to your sister wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He over there with you tonight, girl? All right, girl. Thank you. I had a headache anyways. I ain't want to deal with like, we got to start getting along. So if that's what you want in your relationship. So honesty is important. Because apparently this young lady, she couldn't handle her business at home and you lost a whole husband. Not only did you lose a whole husband, you lost a man, a God-fearing man that was a provider and a protector and all of these things, and you completely lost him for something that you was not doing right. So
everybody don't know how to love somebody else. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, it go by, like, with the Country Wayne, motherfucker. I don't know the dude. I ain't really on to that social media shit. But when you make the statement that the first time he got a ring was the first fucking gift he ever got, that's somebody that don't know how to articulate himself to let his bitch know how he felt love. Because I can't fucking tell you, if he would have told her, like, look, my birthday coming up, I expect a gift. This is what I expect from you. He would have got a fucking gift. He automatically assumed that they're supposed to give him something. It don't work that way.
True.
Some females don't gifts, just like some dudes don't give out gifts. Some motherfuckers be like, damn, bro, I bought you something, but you ain't buying me nothing. That's not what they do. That's not their type of personality. That's just like
I don't
give
for the
hilarious.
First 6 months. But after the first 6 months, I give good as hell. Like, my gifts be
I
off
ain't
the
ask
chain.
You that. I didn't ask you that. I did not ask you that. I said some motherfuckers don't give it all. Some motherfuckers don't give it all.
Right.
But the thing is, if you don't tell them, they're not going to know. See, that's how it goes. So for you to be mad.
Right. I don't feel like
you
should tell a woman. Like, women are nurturers.
Wrong.
So to
no,
me,
not.
When
no,
I see that,
no,
I see a bitch that's trying to get over. That's what
no,
I see.
No, they're not.
He got it. He don't need my money.
When it comes down to broads, there ain't no difference between a broad and a man when it comes down to personalities. There's many females that are giving, that are nurturing. Then there's many females that are just not that. You have to tell them. You have to guide them. You have to show them. Just like a bitch got to guide and show a dude how to love her. We all have different languages of love. And if we're not speaking the same language, you got to speak them. You got to teach them how to speak your language. If not, this shit ain't going to work.
I guess that's the point of not assuming. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You never fucking assume.
Yeah.
Because I would feel like a grown woman would know, like, especially if he holding his shit down. Like, dude, you should.
Man, it's funny. That statement is just like saying a child is supposed to know not to put their hand on the fire. No, bro. They have to be taught that. If they're not taught that, eventually they're going to keep burning their fucking selves. You see what I'm saying? If I don't know, I don't know. It's just called, it's ignorance. Everybody is ignorant to a certain thing. If you're not taught, then you stay ignorant until you're taught that lesson. You don't, lessons aren't just magically learned. You don't wake up in the morning like, oh, damn, I know everything. Hell no.
Right.
If that was the case, man, I would have been got them goddamn lottery numbers.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to get paid. Fuck, I gotta watch the news every day just so I can catch up and keep up what's going on with the economy so my fucking stocks don't fall. You see what I'm saying?
You're right. But you know what? Like I said, it's a growth thing. To me, that's like crazy. You tell me and my girls, a bitch don't gift they man. That's your man. Listen, there's not after six months, sweet as day, Valentine's Day, birthday,
Easter.
You know what I'm saying? You got to show a man that you appreciate him.
That
is so important.
What the hell is
Sweetie
Day in Florida, too?
What the fuck is Sweetie Day? What the fuck is Sweetie Day?
Sweetie Day.
What the hell is Sweetie Day?
Sweetie Day is the male version of Valentine's Day. And a lot of people don't celebrate it because we always honor women. So, you know, like Valentine's Day is for women. You know, you could get a man something, but Sweetest Day, you should go all out for your man. Look it up, and it'll tell you the date for Sweetest Day, damn it.
That's just sound bad. That's why we don't celebrate that shit. Motherfucker,
you better change the name.
They celebrate that in Jesus, too. So, when you said that, I was like, okay, what you know about Sweetest Day?
Don't lick my balls, Day. None of Sweetest Day. Like, hey, Sweetie. The fuck? That shit sounds sweet. I don't know. I don't want no Sweetie Day.
They don't rock with that shit in New York. That's some
it's
shit.
October 19th. Sweetest Day is October 19th.
I forgot what date it was. Sweetest Day.
I got it on my calendar. It notifies me. So, you know, and I just look at it, and whoever I'm dealing with, if we've been together for 6 months, I'm going all out. You know, like you do what you do, but...
Was they doing that?
You gotta appreciate your man, ladies. Like I can't let y'all get away with that. So if y'all don't know that, you gotta appreciate your man. You gotta appreciate your dude. I just feel like you know you treat a man how you want to be treated. You know my people. You should never have to. He shouldn't have to ask you for nothing. If you see that he grinding and he selling T-shirts, bitch, start promoting his business. You know you see he grinding and he got to go buy T-shirts after he make it. Go into the store and buy some T-shirts. And when he come in, he got something. He can put the extra money to the side. Invest in your situation, like especially if you know that they down for you. So we can't, as women, sit back and be like, oh, he a man and he got it all. That shit, they're done. That's done and over because especially right now, women are getting paid way more money than most men are. It's harder for men to be out here hustling and trying to make it happen. You got to do it. Listen, y'all live together, shit tight or whatever. Don't worry about it, babe. Let me get the rent this month. You know, let me get the bills this month, man. Figure it out.
Boy, you never let no broad take care of you, man. You crazy.
You ain't got no. That's not. I ain't say take care of no dude.
Never,
that's not what I said.
Never,
I said if
never,
shit is rocky, do you say
never,
let me get the bills for this month? One month, one out of a 12? Are you kidding me?
No. Because as soon as you do that, you no longer a fucking man. You a child in your own house.
You saying you giving the power to her?
Right. You're a child. You no longer fuck with
So what
man.
Did she
Dog,
do? She should give you the money? She should give him the money and let him do?
No, he's supposed to fucking grind and get it by any means necessary. Because he's a fucking man.
Okay. And that's how you keep the power. Definitely.
But that ain't got nothing to do with it.
If my man is grinding and shit was short,
Brandon,
and he had to do something for the kids or something, I'm going to help out for that money. I am,
yeah,
because we both here.
I respect
my
that.
Kids is here. I'm going to help
dude,
out. Not to say that I'm going to help
you know
out 12
that's,
months
that's,
like this,
nigga,
but, you know, yeah, I paid a light bill and the water
the
bill and the cable
today's
bill.
That's today's man and yesterday's. That's the difference between today's thick-ass, pink-wearing, shoe-ass motherfuckers and yesterday. Yesterday, if you didn't have it, you didn't have it, but you went out there and got it.
You did?
It don't matter if the broad has more money than you. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, when you go out on a date, it don't matter if the bitch got more money than you. That bitch ain't spending no fucking money. Simple as that.
So
when
wait,
y'all stay together, when y'all
wait.
Stay together or whatnot, it don't matter if she make more money than you. She ain't spending no motherfucking money. That's
wait,
your fucking house. That's your responsibility.
So
you take care of everything in your house because that's your responsibility as a man.
I feel that
just
on your house
that.
Part, but what I'm saying is, so you gonna let? I'm just asking you. Like, so she can spend her money and your money too?
No, she can't
so
spend
she
my money. This can't spend a dime.
You know, if she every time you go out, if she's spending that, you know, if you got everything, she's spending your money. You know what I'm saying?
Mom needed to understand it.
So I just want to know, because that's, you know,
her bitch ain't spending a dime on my loot.
Because they be playing.
She
it,
is,
because you know
if you paying when y'all go out to eat, and
every
she ain't
time,
got to spend her money, and she do whatever she wanted with her money, she's spending your money at her. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. So, yeah, just, you know.
At the end
yeah,
of the day,
to each his own.
Inside your house is your domain. Inside your house is your domain. Now, when it comes down to my bitch or whatnot, like as far as this whole just splurging and shit, like, no, her money
yeah,
gonna make
okay.
money just like my money do. You see what I'm saying? My
okay,
sister's
okay,
investing
okay.
in stocks and real estate. So, like, she's
yo.
Not gonna spend money as far as paying bills in my fucking house, but that money that she is making is gonna make us some more money, just like my money makes
that's
us.
That's what
money.
I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Cause you know,
you see what I'm saying.
Like,
but as far as
the
bills
I'm
concerned,
I'm providing anything, and if she just out here blowing the shit she getting, like what the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
you
no,
know,
this bitch ain't blowing shit.
Okay.
I run a tight ship. I had to figure out what the hell you were saying. Like, hold up, this nigga trying to call me a trick. What?
I just wanted to clarify. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up.
So, but to each his own, and everybody
yeah.
run it how they run it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't let my man, you know, have to, you know, do all the extra stuff because the times have changed and it's not the same. And our brothers have to go 10 times harder now. Back then, it was options for our brothers to make money and to go and do what they got to do. And we don't have those same options no more. So I wouldn't let my man
that's
have to
smarten
figure
up.
It out. But
we gotta
at
smarten
the same
up. Like,
time,
and what you were saying too, Smooth, and stocks, investments. You know what I'm saying? Making your money make money. Having multiple streams of income. You know what I'm saying? That's how we got to do it because for so long, you know, I would say 80s, 90s, a lot of times, especially with the young cats, you know what I'm saying? They thought, you know, to enterprise, you had to just drug deal and shit like that if I wanted to have some extra money on the side. But take that same hustler's mentality and just make it legal and then boom. You know what I'm saying? That's the American way. But you got to, you know, they're going to make it tough for you, though. You know, it's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to drop that jewel. But go ahead.
Right. So, what I'm saying, we got to do better. Because this year, I don't want to see this many divorces. I want to see more marriages, more unity. You know, people always want to figure out what's the plan and how do you get somewhere. You can get far by yourself, but you can take it all the way with a team. And, you know, I hear a lot of people saying, you know, I could do it by myself, I could do it by myself. You can, but you can't. You know what I'm saying? And so once you get out of that mind frame of thinking that you can do everything by yourself, you will definitely understand and you will be more focused. So listen, let's work on us. Let's work on knowledge. If you don't know, listen, if you got a homegirl that's always saying, ah, screw him, forget him, let's go to the club, he ain't worth it, don't get no advice from her. The one that's telling you, well, I don't know, figure it out. The one that you call stupid for staying with the dude, because he got caught cheating. The one you call stupid because she go to work, you know what I'm saying, and bust her ass on 2 jobs, and he go to work and bust his ass on 3 jobs, you know what I'm saying, and you can't see where they money at, but they stacking, that's who you go get the money from. You go get the money from somebody that's doing opposite of what you're doing. So you need to get advice from people that's going places that you want to go. So we got to do better, man, because you know what? If this young lady was surrounded by the right people in her life, man, she could have saved her marriage. But you wasn't, because you got in Atlanta and you start thinking that you was rich. You know, I looked on her page. She talking about rich look or something like that. And I'm like, okay, your husband rich, you know, so and he busts his ass and you ain't contributed a dime to it. So you know, I can only imagine how your attitude was like, I'm rich. Like, you know, no, what did you bring to the table? The same thing with me. I don't care about dating somebody that I make more money than. I really don't. I don't care if he make more money than me, because that does not matter. But what I do care is that he is doing something, that he is grinding, that he is, you know what I'm saying, trying to make something happen. If you too busy focused on these women out here and what they got to say and how they standing, look, man, give me 50 feet, period. Give me 50 feet. Don't worry about nothing. And we all good. You know what I'm saying? So this story right here, it just tripped me out, because all these women, they're married. They don't live in the same house. So you need to stop trying to think that you control something and understand what's going on in real life, because while you trying to quote a Bible scripture and while you trying to go off of what your parents taught you, let me tell you something. It wasn't done by malice, but everything your parents taught you wasn't right. Because they only taught you what they knew. So you got to start doing some research. You got to see how it feels to you. When I was living my other life, I did what felt good to me. Everybody around me, my whole family was against it. But guess what? I would not be where I am today if I had not taken my own journey. A lot of people aren't doing what they want to do. A lot of people aren't where they want to be because they're not taking their own journey. They're taking somebody else's journey. They're worried about what somebody else got to say. I did this my way, and I'm 100% happy with it. So, you know, let's just try to do better. But I love Jess and Country together, so I'm kind of glad, you know, they're together. And for ladies, don't be listening to these fools, okay? Give yourself a month or two, man. If you break up, give yourself a month or two. Get yourself together, whatever, at least a month. Then, you know, do what you got to do. That's what it is. Nobody can say
call
nothing because we wasn't together.
Call me.
Don't question him now. When you know you was out there doing what you was doing, don't ask him what he was doing, you know, when y'all was separated. But I don't ask no questions, because I don't want you to ask me none, okay? But when we rocking, okay? I'm focused. So follow me on Instagram. I got to go take that post down. That shit been eating me up. Follow me on Instagram. And it not because I don't love them. I genuinely love them, but just, you know, the drama, the shit that come along with it, I don't be wanting.
Yeah,
follow me on Instagram,
like
the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's TheNewMissLovelyBlack, the number one. And on our business page, S is in Sam, B is in Boy, A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, D is in David, D is in David, LLC, Larry, Charlie. And let me see, Twitter. Yeah, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. MizzLuvlyBlack, the number one. Go ahead, Mo Benz. 1 minute, 50 seconds. Take it away.
I bet. So first and foremost, if you want to be on the show, holla at me via email. It's going to be Mo Benz. That's MOBINNS. Talk to me. I talk back. Definitely get at me on Twitter. Same handle, MOBINNS. That's where I like to flourish. So definitely holla at me on there. And like I said, I've been, I've been back on my Instagram a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So, holler at me on there. Same handle all across, MOPINNS, that's Mo Benz. If you missed the show tonight and you're telling a friend about it, definitely follow me on Twitter. I'm definitely going to, you know, put out the retweet there. So anybody who didn't get a chance to catch it live, you can definitely always catch it that way. And, so 2019, let's just be bigger and better, you know what I'm saying? Looking forward to the energy we got going on with this, and you know, I just want to keep this out. I feel like I'm in a good space right now. I just want to keep this energy for this whole year. So
We're going to be talking about opening up your relationship next week. We just got to figure out how we're going to do it, what angle. But we're going to really talk about
this. That's
going to
be juicy. That's going to be juicy.
Yeah, get it likes. Get it likes.
We're going to get back into it. That's going to be a hot topic. I'm with that, with the shit. All right, y'all. So next week, peace, peace, peace. Everybody be safe.
Peace.